and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum Ben Moshe. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about the great force of the intention. We'd like to understand what this force is, how can we use it in our life to make it better. Tal, lead the way. Yeah, many years ago, I heard about this word intention. It always sounded really intriguing, and I wanted to find out what's standing behind it. Many people today know that if they want to realize themselves, realize their life, their actions, it's very important that just before they're going to do whatever they're going to do, they'll stop and think, what do I really want? What am I aiming for? And only then do whatever it is. And today, I'd like to find out, is this action of aiming yourself at something, having the right intention, does it impact reality? Does it help me achieve whatever it is I want? Suppose today I could come to the studio without preparing myself too much, or before I came here, I could take a few minutes to think, what's important for me to have happen here? What are we going to talk about? What will be the result? Is there a difference? Do I influence reality by having a certain intention for something specific to happen? Or it doesn't matter. What's the difference between the two situations? The difference is that, yes, what would you like to have as a result? Obviously. I can go to work, take a test, go on a meeting, business meeting, or whatever, without aiming myself at something, preparing myself. Sometimes you can prepare yourself on the level of actions, know the materials for a test, but you didn't aim yourself at succeeding, being focused. Yeah, that's okay, but it doesn't exactly have to do with intentions. Also, maybe, but an intention, it means, what do I want to achieve at the end? And then all of my actions along the way are aimed at that state which I wish to achieve. In modern society, many times we sin, so to speak, by not thinking about it at all. We act and do plenty of things without really thinking, what is it that I want to achieve? Right? Because our life is such that we can go through them without thinking about anything at all. It's like driving with a GPS, and this is how I operate myself through life, on autopilot. Go someplace, work there, do what they want, I accustom myself to do whatever it is I have to do, and life flows. So going back to my question, when I came to the studio today, taking these few minutes, thinking about what's important for me to have happen here, aiming myself, you want to get a clearer result. You're aiming for a better result. How will this intention influence reality? What do you mean by influence reality? If you're more prepared, you're ready, you know how to make our talk more interesting with deeper questions, then by that, you make the show more beneficial for people. I don't exactly... So the intention itself doesn't have some kind of a force that I focus, concentrate it, that eventually impacts the result? Of course it impacts the result. Of course it does. But what is the result? If I come a few minutes before that and I prepare myself for the show, or I come, fall out of the sky, and everything's a surprise for me. Okay, so maybe this small example, but we can take it to bigger examples that at the beginning of the day I'm thinking, what do I want to have happen today? Of course, suppose I give a lesson at 3 a.m. Around 12 a.m., between 12 and 1 a.m., I get up because I have to read a lot of materials and I have to do different things with the materials, not necessarily the materials that I'm going to teach, but to prepare myself, arrange myself. Afterwards, I take a shower. I have to physically prepare myself a bit. I go for a walk. And I do all that having a specific intention, that my intention is to perform an action during the lesson, and even before that when I'm on my own, but during the lesson with my students, together with them, to take a very powerful, important action. So, of course, it all depends on the intention, and the intention is realized during the preparation for the lesson and later on the lesson itself. It's natural. This is how it is with everyone. Whatever a person does, and as much as it's important for him, he prepares himself and realizes accordingly. Okay, like we said on the previous show, are there such intentions that you would recommend a person to have in order to have a better, happier life? Again, when I get up in the morning, what should I aim at? I can't tell you. Everyone has their intentions, their desires, their life. A person simply has to take into account what's better, what's not. Suppose today you want to be pretty. So I get up 2 hours before the lesson to prepare for it, and you get up 2 hours before work in order to make yourself pretty, put on makeup, and come to work, and really charm all the people there. Depends on your intention. Okay, so maybe I was pretty that day, but still, maybe I'll come to work and I won't feel good because of different other reasons. Maybe I didn't aim myself correctly for the right things, but only to be pretty. So next time, you'll learn which intentions should you have, how to prepare yourself, what to aim yourself at. I'm not working with your intentions. I have different intentions. I'm working with a force called the higher force that sustains all of reality. And I'm all the time in contact with it. And I see that all of reality comes from it. And it depicts the reality within me. Both the inner reality, how I feel myself, and also the reality which I feel through my five senses, it depicts in me. And therefore, I relate only to it, because it is the force which forms, designs all of reality, and my intention is just one. How do I constantly lock myself on it, and how do I come closer to it? How do I, in whatever happens in life, when different people come to me, good, bad, or I feel within myself, regardless of people, or with animals, with the vegetative level and the still, doesn't matter. How do I relate the entire reality which I feel towards that higher force which forms this reality for me? And here I'm like in a movie where this force forms this movie for me, and I feel part of this movie happening around me, and part of it I feel happening inside of me. How do I respond to the movie itself, which is something that it does as well, both inside me and outside of me? And to which extent do I have to be aware and cleaved on to that higher force which forms my reality internally and externally every moment in my life? These are actually my intentions. And then I start studying what it does to me, passing me through different states, external states, and my response to those states, internal states, and upon each and every state, which is both internal and also external together, it's divided into two. Upon each and every state, I have to determine that there is none else besides him, besides that force, and that it's good, that does good, because it does everything, even those frightening and unpleasant things, and it does them all in order for me to relate to it as the force that forms all of these states, being first and last. Meaning what happened 20 years ago, what's happening now, what will happen in 20 years. It's all done by that higher force. And so on. Meaning here, I'm already reaching a state where I live inside this intention. And my purpose is to constantly live in it, along with having to carry out different actions which that force forms for me, forms in me, both with respect to the spiritual world and the corporeal world. That actually being my life. And what I benefit from it is that I identify inside that force what it wants from me, how does it form me, how does it form the higher world, how do I attain it, and so on. Meaning, I already have a very interesting advancement that I advance on two levels. I see this world and how I have to relate to it, that as if it comes from above. And I also have to relate to the higher world in my state where I come from below. And this is how I live all the time. And this is what you call intention. And then my attitude towards my reality is called intention. And in the Kabbalistic books, there are many intentions. How do I have to relate to each and every step on the way? With respect to my life. So the intention is a response that you respond to the different things that you experience coming from that force that arranges everything for you, or it's something that you influence reality with. I influence reality as well. By the intention, I design, I form my reality. If I connect everything to that higher force which forms my entire life, corporeal and spiritual, I live then in one world, not in two worlds, that it all comes from that force and that there is none else besides him. So we talked about wanting to influence our reality for the better. I do. I build my reality. The truth is that reality doesn't exist. It all depends on how I build it. We talked about it on our last show, and we understood that it's not that easy to reach such a reality, such an intention that will impact, change reality. We talked about how it is to be at work, to be here, to be there. It's not the exact intention that will form and design my reality. So if I want to reach a place that I will form all of reality, you have to learn how to do that. And this is what people come to us for. To the Kabbalah campuses and study, because this is something that you can do only with the help of the wisdom of Kabbalah. Is it something intellectual? Is it a thought? The thought forms the feelings. The changes are emotional. Okay, so if I want to aim myself correctly in order to change reality, I have to undergo emotional changes? Undoubtedly. What kind? That you start identifying the higher force, how it performs all the different actions over you, and how you have to relate to it accordingly. And when you relate to it, you have to relate above whatever you feel. You have to ascribe to it the actions of the good that does good. And you don't always feel these actions that way. But you have to rise up above your feeling. And then when you rise up above your feeling, you start understanding that here we're talking about a special force, the force of bestowal, which is above your force of enjoying, the force of reception. That's called faith above reason. And that's how we advance. So how did I actually change? Suppose I understand what you're saying. I have to, I don't know, acknowledge some force that's constantly operating on me and to relate or respond to it correctly. How did I change as a result then? You come to know the force that is operating in all of reality. You're in contact with it. You're starting to attain the higher reality. You're starting to attain the eternity and perfection of nature. You're starting to rise to a level which is above your bodily existence. And how did my intentions change? That they're all in order to bestow, to love others, to connect with all of reality, which you feel that it all belongs to you, that it's depicted within you. I don't understand. It's a problem. Therefore, the wisdom of Kabbalah is called the hidden wisdom, because until a person goes into it, until he acquires the ability to relate to reality that way, he doesn't understand what is it about. Okay, so let's put it this way. What intention should I have towards reality? You should relate to all of reality with love, to all the parts of reality, still, vegetative, animate, speaking, to all parts of reality, to relate with it with love. What is love? Is love an intention? Of course. What kind of an intention? That I relate to all of reality as to something which is the most important thing in my eyes. And what is my intention then? My intention is to benefit all of reality. Why? Because it belongs to that higher force. You talked about two things till now that I can't connect. Maybe you can help me. You said that the intention, a person's right intention is to relate to all of reality with love. What does that have to do with what you previously said, that every moment in life you're searching for how that one force is projecting this whole movie that you call it life, both the pleasant, the unpleasant things in life? How are these two things connected? Searching for the force that projects this movie called life and relating to everything with love. It's the same force. Yeah, but here you're looking for some force that's doing everything to you, and here you're talking about your attitude towards reality. Because the right intention towards reality, that I love it and I accept everything correctly and love thy neighbor as thyself, and when I relate to all of reality this way, in a way that I keep, that I don't disrespect, it's like I relate to the host, where I want to relate to all of his things the very same way I relate to him. Therefore, if I'm talking about the Creator, the higher force that's controlling all of reality, then this is also how I have to relate to all of reality that belongs to him. And what does the intention of love have to do with it, that you don't disregard or disrespect anything? What does it have to do with the higher force? Because if I don't disregard and I love and I keep all the parts of reality gradually, I acquire the same feeling towards the host. And that means that I come closer to him and I can identify him and learn him and feel him and be in conversation with him. So you're saying that there's all of this reality has a host that you call the higher force. Yes. And your intention is to constantly find him in everything that happens inside you, around you. Yes. And in order to succeed and find this higher force that's projecting this movie onto you called life, it demands you to have a very special intention towards this entire reality, which is an intention of love, where I keep and don't disregard. I got it? Yes. So what does it mean to aim myself at loving the whole of reality? In conclusion, what is the best possible intention that a person can have towards reality? That all of reality is one force, the force of love, the force of bestowal, which has created the whole of reality and sustains it, and sustains us, and gives us an opportunity and the possibility to acknowledge him, discover him, and relate to him in a way that there is none else besides him, the good that does good, and we also accordingly. If we want to feel him and determine things this way, we have to equip ourselves with the same quality of none else besides him, good that does good. So when I get up in the morning, go out into the world, what intention should I keep in my mind? None else besides him, the good that does good. But it doesn't say anything about me. So there's some force that arranges everything. If you get up in the morning, then come study with us in the evening. Yeah, but I don't understand. What confuses me with your explanation is that you're saying that one intention is that you should have is to constantly search for the one force that's operating in everything. The other intention is that you have to have love towards everything. What's the connection between these two intentions? Are these two intentions? Is it one? What do I have to do? To search for that one force in everything, or to relate to everything with love? Or do I have to do both? What's the connection? If you relate with love towards everything there is, and especially towards your group that you meet while studying Kabbalah with us. Someone's watching you on TV now. What intention should he get up in the morning with to make his life better? Come and study with us. Okay, and what will you teach him? What is the best possible intention for a person? How can a person reach a state where he will control his life? He'll make his life so that he will achieve the best possible things in them. And for this, he has to have the intention of love? Yes. But he learns how to do it. He learns what the intention of love is. Yes. This is why it says in the Torah, love thy neighbor as thyself. This is the biggest intention? Yes. How can a person know if he is operating out of this intention or he missed and he's scattered all over? He wants to begin his day with love. How can he examine whether this is truly an intention of love or I'm confused and I have different intentions according to which I'm operating now? This is something that he can examine only inside the group, along with the studying. What tools does it give him? Does he have a mirror? How can he know? You told her, if you want to be beautiful, then, you know, get up earlier, do what you have to do. Then she looks in the mirror and she can see. How can a person examine himself if he has the right intention? That I love the friends. This is my mirror. What does it mean to love? This is unclear. What is an intention of love? To love, it means that I want them to feel good in whatever they think and whatever they do. Whatever they want, I give them. Pillow, chair, doesn't matter. If a person has this kind of intention, it's like the safest place to be in. Yes. Why? Because by that, he also connects the higher force to the Creator. And the Creator provides him with everything then. It sounds to me kind of passive. There's a higher force that arranges everything for me and I respond all the time. But you said that I can build my reality, I can influence it, that I have a certain force and intention, and if I'll know how to correctly operate it, I can build a new reality. Please go ahead. Yeah, but I'm asking, what do you mean? I think it's a hallucination. You have to learn how to do it. You have to first connect to the higher force and together with it to try and change life. It's not that I have an intention like, I don't know, some actor or something, what's his name. So, what will happen as a result? Nothing. Just like it was. It stays, an imagination. So how do you do it in practice? You come and study, madam. I have nothing else to say about it. You have to come and learn. How do we realize our intentions so that behind the intentions there will be forces that form these intentions, and from the intentions you will start feeling that you're living in a new reality, and then this new reality will teach you that you as if have to be born into this new reality, to be born into it, and then as a result you'll start feeling what a new world opens up before you. It's all about learning the right intention, all of the wisdom of Kabbalah, and the entrance into the higher world, and all of our work in it. These are all only intentions. Where is this whole world of intentions? It's inside your intention. Where is that thing? Because where is it? The world of intentions, where is it? And the intention, where is that? You tell me. It's your the second show that you're talking about an intention now. Where is it? Is it in our mind? Is it something intellectual or emotional? It's above the feelings. Where is it? Above the desire. Above where? If you have a desire and you want to aim your desire at something, that's the intention. So it's intellectual. Is it an intellectual action to operate your intention? It's an intellectual action that clothes in feelings. It works together. Our time's up again. What's the most important thing that I have to know about intention? To know the place where we teach the right intention. Yes. So I understand that the most important thing about the intention is that it's something very powerful, important. It's everything. Everything. Otherwise, you'll live your life as an animal, and you'll die like an animal, and you'll have nothing left. If you want to get some kind of benefit from life, please, within life, beyond life, you have to control your intentions, to manage them. How to do that? You have to study the wisdom of Kabbalah. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. Thank you, Tal. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.